Welcome to the Sunday Morning Meeting Podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Nigel Fraser.
You know, healing, for Christians, we're not going to be healed. We've actually already been healed. Now, the work that obtained your healing isn't your source of religious devotion or your great spirituality. The thing that's going to heal you is because Jesus paid the price. When Jesus went to the cross and he got whipped by the Roman soldiers, it says, by whose stripes you were healed. You have already been healed. You have to lay hold of something that's happened in the past already. And as you lay hold of what Jesus has already done, that's 1 Peter 2:24, you can enter into the good of that. So you can say healing is your legal right. It's your legal biblical right. If you're a believer, you already have the right to be healed. And you can lay hold of it. And you don't have to walk in the suffering. You can walk away. Your suffering can go one way, you can go another way. But the question is, what do you really want? Do you want to be healed? I thought it's an interesting question, that, because in John 5, Jesus goes up to the man by the pool of Bethesda, had been there about 37 years, and he says, do you want to be healed? Because some people can dig a pit and they can live in there. They can make it comfortable. And even a horrendous situation like that poor bloke was in, completely crippled, lying on a mat by a pool, day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out. He was there a long, long, long time. Probably very little people to look after him and things. It was a hard struggle, but you still need to ask, do you want to be healed? I think there's some people today do not want to be healed. They don't want to get better. They've got a vested interest in staying sick. And there's other people that want to be healed, but do they really, really want it? Are they prepared to be aggressive and get it? Yeah, because it's there. Matthew 11:24. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. It says, what do you desire? Do you really want to get better? I think you have to define very, what do you really want? I think you have to make a very clear decision. You want to get better from whatever condition. I want to challenge this morning, if you've got physical complaints or condition, that you actually make a decision you want to get. Maybe being passive. Maybe it's the time to lay hold of God and say, okay, I want this to go. I don't want to live with this anymore. I want to just draw a line in the sand. Enough's enough. Yeah. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who heals all your diseases. We tend to categorize things into, these are simple things like coughs and colds, God can heal those, bits of backache, sore toenails, that kind of thing. These are easy to heal. But God doesn't do that. He says, heals all your diseases. It doesn't matter what your problem is, doesn't matter what name it's been given. Heals all your diseases. You know, the Bible is an offence because it says all. It says, don't forget not all his benefits. Heals all your diseases. Forgives all your sins. You know, it talks about your youth is renewed like the eagles. I think Christians should be dynamic and physically vigorous, even at an elderly age. A great example was Moses. And Moses, I think, was about 120 years old. And at the age of 120, he was as strong as a young man, and his eyes were absolutely sharp. And he had to climb a mountain, right? This is to die. The guy's going to die. God says, right, climb a mountain, I'll take you away. He's fit enough to do that on the last day of his life. I mean, that's what I call good quality of life. Yeah? So physical complaints, but he was a man who encountered the glory of God. He was steeped in the Word of God. But what he's got, we've got a better covenant than what Moses had. That was in the Old Testament. We've got all the advantage of all the New Testament. Yeah? So we've actually got access to more information about God than Moses would have had, apart from his direct encounters with God. It's very encouraging. I think healing is the most wonderful thing that can happen to a person. Because if you get healed of your problem that you've got today, then you will be so encouraged. It's a wonderful thing where a God that you can't see, that you can't touch, actually come, it does something in your body which is tangible and real and physical that you can, that improves your quality of life way beyond what you've got now, you'll be so encouraged by it. Healing is a wonderful, wonderful thing. And he will come and he'll touch you wherever and whatever needs healing. It's an amazing thing. And having good health will enable you to really enjoy your life in a way that maybe not at the moment you're not doing. There's lots of chronic conditions that people suffer with. And I've come across some amazing testimonies and stories of people being healed, which you cannot explain by any natural means. It just could not have happened. I mean, I was amazed myself. I mean, the trouble I had this year was palpitations. I was suffering with palpitations. And palpitations, I don't know if you had them, but can make you feel short-headed, light-headed, washed out, and they limit the activity that you can do. If you're rushing upstairs and you get palpitations, you just got to take it slower. And it's becoming a real nuisance. Wasn't necessarily dangerous, although I thought initially it was dangerous, and it was quite a frightening experience. I started putting into practice reading out scriptures every day. I said, okay, I'm going to look at all, I ordered about 8 or 9 books on the internet, all about healing. I wrote down all the scriptures, all the scriptures you saw now, put them on a piece of paper, laminated it, and I'd go out walking with it, you know, just reading those scriptures over myself. And I went to faith camp, and in the anointing of faith camp, when I got there, the presence of God at Peterborough Shopping Centre, while I was trying to avoid going shopping, just stood standing there in the shopping mall. I was reading the scriptures again there, and the power of God just came on me. And I didn't feel anything physical, but internally I'd had a massive revelation, the Holy Spirit at work in my body. I then came back, and what used to happen to me is I used to have an irregular pulse rate, but it just switched back to regular. And it's complete, and the problem completely stopped. And I was able to verify, being medically qualified for a long time, you know, I was able to verify that I was completely healed. Yeah. But I mean, it wasn't because I was particularly spiritual, because sometimes I was on it. You know, sometimes I'd do my scripture confession, sometimes I wouldn't. You know, I wasn't, I can't lift myself up as a model of perfection when it comes to doing disciplines I'm talking about. But it was, I was doing it to a certain degree, and that certain degree, God honoured it, and he healed me. You know, a couple of years ago, I was at faith camp, and Colin Urquhart just spoke out a word of knowledge about back pain, and I was just healed of back pain that really troubled me for a couple of years. It used to wake me up about 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, and it just vanished. And there's something tremendous. We've got a tremendous opportunity as Christians to get into the presence of God, to receive these blessings, and it is grace. It's not works. I must reiterate it. It's not something that's for super Christians. It's for every single believer. That's why we're called believers. You know, God. One of the names of God is the Lord is your healer. I'm sure Eileen and some of the Bible scholars know better than me, but Jehovah Rapha, is that correct? The Lord is your healer. Exodus 15:26, I am the Lord that healeth thee. God takes a personal interest in being your healer. That is part of his identity. It's part of his makeup. He wants to put things right. He wants to put physical problems right. Jesus, he went about doing good and healing all. Acts 10:38, he's not selective. He doesn't think some people are better than others and he'll just heal some and leave the others. The people who got healed, none of them really deserved to be healed, but God wanted to heal them because that's God's nature. He's very loving, he's very compassionate, he's very gracious. It just amazes me what God has done in my life. I've been a Christian, I think, about 23 years. It's a long time. But I'm just amazed at different areas of my life where God has come in and just done miracles. And the longer you are a Christian, you become a whole catalogue of where you've seen God just intervene in your life and help you in all kinds of directions. And, you know, some people can believe for certain areas, but when it comes to healing, they struggle to believe God for that. But God, if you can heal, if you can do a miracle in one area of your life, you can do a miracle in your body. Yeah? And all of us have experienced the tangible presence of God. We've experienced God doing wonderful things in saving us, being born again. That's a remarkable miracle. So, but it's important that we don't just keep what we get to ourselves. Share it with other people. You know, when I got healed of my palpitations, I wrote to the cardiologist and just told him I'd been healed, and he wrote a really nice letter back. And he was really blessed by it. He's a Muslim. And he really wrote a thank you letter back. Because people, sometimes we're shy about sharing our testimonies. But it's on my medical records. I've been healed by God. Yeah. You know, and people listen. You know, just because, doesn't matter who you are, you know, doctors listen to patients. It's encouraging. I mean, I once had a member of this church that came, and they just came to tell me they'd been healed. And he didn't. This was before he was going to this church, and this church has actually existed. So we didn't know each other from a church point of view, and he didn't know I was a Christian. But it was a blessing to me at the time. Yeah. So share that you've been healed. I mean, be thankful for what your doctor's doing for you. Have an attitude of gratitude, your expression. But at the same time, you can sow in the middle of that. I'm very grateful for the way you've been looking after me, and I'm sure you'll be delighted to hear that I've been healed and I've been restored back to normal, that I can now do what I couldn't do before. And for me, that means, I mean, after I got healed, I went back to the swimming pool, started out in a slow lane, and then I went to the middle lane. And then when I got to the middle lane, after a certain while, the pool attendant, just after a few weeks, says, get out the middle lane, get into the fast lane, you're overtaking everybody. So I was able, but that was a physical manifestation of being healed. You know, we will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You can, when somebody comes up to you with a problem, well, rather than just listen to them, actually just say, do you mind if I pray for you? Sometimes I don't ask, I just pray for them, you know, particularly for the Christians, because I think, why leave them in their misery? Just do something about it. Then we've got, there's a remarkable story I thought was amazing. Paul, he went on one of his missionary journeys, and he gets to Malta, nice place to go. He healed everyone who was sick on the entire island. It says so in the Word of God, Acts 28, 9 to 10. All the other sick people, that's all the other sick people on the island. I don't think there's 5 or 10 people there. I think it's probably thousands of people in the Malta at least. Came and were healed. As a result, we were showered of honors and people supplied us with everything we would need. I'm not surprised. Can you imagine going on an island and healing? If you fly out to Malta on holiday and you just heal the whole island. That was just one thing he did in his missionary career. So there's a lot more the church could be entering into. As you give out, the best thing to do when you've been healed is give it out. Get back again. Press down, shaking together, running over. So I would like now, a couple of things I'd like us to do today. First of all, if anyone wants a reference for what I believe is one of the best books on the market about healing, other than the Bible, of course. I'll read it out to you now if you want to take a note of it. It's the Bible Healing Study Course by Kenneth Hagin, Hagin. It's published in 1999 and Faith Library Publications. If you're desperate for an ISBN number, see me later. Do you want the ISBN number? Shall I read it out? Okay. ISBN number 13, that's :978-0-89276-086-2. I'm sure with our redeemed memories, we can remember that number without having to write it down. Okay. It's the kind of thing my dad would do. So, what I'd like us to do now is actually put into action. If you leave those scriptures up there, I'd like us, first of all, I want us to come to a point of decision. Who here feels they've got a need for a physical healing? Just lift your hand if you have. Right, so that's quite a few people. Right, I think what I'd like you to do today is make a decision that you, if you haven't already done so, that you want to be healed. and put it behind you. He says, what things soever you desire. What do you see yourself as? You have to have a vision. Being healed has been a particular problem. That's a negative, but then there has to be a positive go in its place. Yeah? So, for example, somebody who's who might like walking but's got a bad knee may say, I've got a real vision. I'd like to go hill walking or something. Or they actually see what they can do that maybe they haven't been able to do because of their problem. Something they can enjoy. It's good to have a vision. God, I want you to not only heal me, but able to enable me to do something. Yeah? And I think what I'd like us to do is to pray now, all of us. I want us to have an opportunity to minister to each other. To take some of those scriptures, take a scripture from there, have a look up there as the scriptures come up. If there's a scripture up there that you like, or scripture I've said this morning that you like, then pray it over yourself or over your neighbour. Because we're going to make a starting point today. Because if I pray for you, that's going back to the first type of healing we talked about, which is healing under anointing. But if you can lay hold of God yourself for the word of God, there's something you can take away with you. Yeah. So if you can just now just have starts. So I'm really handing it over back to you as a congregation now. You may want to team. If you don't need healing, then maybe just team up with. So everyone who wants healing, if you just put your hands up again. And if other people in the congregation can just maybe get alongside those people. So at least one person who doesn't require healing, go over to somebody. If you just do it now. Keep your hands up, everybody. So somebody comes over to you. And you choose the scripture that you want to pray over that person. Or they may have a scripture they want you to pray over them. Is anybody who's not got somebody, if you've not got anybody with you, if you need healing, just put your hand up. If you've not got anybody with you. You may need to come out into an area where there's a bit more space. Just going to pray some scriptures. Just as you're praying, you keep on what you're doing. These are scriptures I used, which helped to heal me. As you keep on asking, you keep on seeking, you keep on knocking. Everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. Everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. I am the Lord who heals you. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. As many as touched him were made well. It's Mark 6:56. He sent his word and healed them. Psalm 107:20. The Lord binds up the bruise of his people and heals the stroke of their wound. Isaiah 30 verses 26. A multitude gathered from surrounding cities, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by evil spirits, and they were all healed. Acts 5:16. I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Jeremiah 30, verses 17. Therefore I, Jesus, say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Mark 11:24. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, and redeems you from destruction. Psalm 103, verses 3 to 4. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Proverbs 3, verses 7 to 8. The Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed. Psalm 41, verses 3. And your healing shall spring forth speedily. Isaiah 58, verses 8. I, Jesus, am come that they may have life, and they might have it more abundantly. John 10, 10. Great multitudes followed him, and he healed them. Matthew 19, verses 2. To you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. Malachi 4, 2. And this is the one that actually, where I got the healing, this next verse. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. So the Spirit of God actually lives inside of you. That Spirit, that Holy Spirit's living inside of you, and that life is just breaking through into your physical body. Romans 6. He showed me a pure river, the water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and the Lamb. And either side of the river is a tree of life, and the leaves of the tree offer the healing of the nations. Revelation 22, 1-2. Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Matthew 8, 17. He's taken them. And by whose stripes you were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. And the earnest, heartfelt, continuous prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. James 5, 16. Luke 13, 12. Thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And I'll take sickness away from the midst of thee, and the number of your days I will fulfill. Exodus 23, 25 to 26. I had those scriptures. I just kept reading them out and kept reading them out, and God honoured them.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.